Jack walked a further 10 metres up the narrow footpath to the campground, her worn sneakers crunching on the gravel underfoot. There was nowhere else to stay that she knew of. It wasn't like Everleigh would have all of a sudden got a brand new motel or even a backpacker's. Everleigh had been on its way out when she'd lived here, and apart from the new playground, it looked like it hadn't done much to pick itself up. So the campground it was. Sure as shit she wasn't staying with him. She slid open the door to the office, which smelled of the raw pine that lined the porter cabin's walls. There was a computer in the corner with a sign, internet, $2 per half hour. Looking out a window, she saw someone marching towards the building from the toilet block. Charlie had told her that she and Dad had been living at the campground for almost a year, ever since they got kicked out of their place when he couldn't pay rent. Like father, like daughter. Her gut twisted, thinking of Tanya, the flatmate she had abandoned that morning while owing over 2 months in rent. She looked at the board displaying prices above the desk, studio cabin, $100 a night. She needed to sort this thing out with Charlie and get out of here. Her eyes wandered to the map of New Zealand on the wall, South Island possibly, still a whole island away from him and Everleigh. Maybe Charlie would want to come with her. First, I need to find her, Jack reminded herself. A door behind the desk swung open. Hello there. The welcome was bellowed out like the man was trying to get her attention in a room full of people. What can I do for you? Dave. She couldn't remember his last name. She stood still, determined not to turn and run, waiting for him to recognise her. Maybe he wouldn't. Her long, dark hair had been replaced with a pixie cut days after she had left Everleigh. He looked up, eyes narrowing. Jack Morgan. His smile faded and a thin hand brushed against his beard. Your dad know you're home? Been a while, huh? Since you were back here? She didn't want to get drawn into an argument. I'd say you should know exactly how long I've been away, since you and Dad's other mates were the ones that chased me out of town. He looked away from her, putting a pen back into a container, sliding his mouse back and forth across the desk, suddenly very interested in whatever was on his computer screen. After the fire, your dad was distraught. Real tragedy. Yeah, real tragedy, she said, ignoring the look of shock on his face. Look, I'm here to find my sister. She's missing. Can I have a cabin or a caravan? Nah, all booked up. He reached for a pen and started tapping it against the desk. You're kidding me. Plenty of tent sites available. He didn't meet her eye. Do I look like I have a tent? She growled. He shrugged. They weren't booked up. Everleigh was never booked up. She had been home for 10 minutes and the same nonsense had already begun. You could stay with your dad. He raised his brows at her. He was taking the piss and enjoying it. Where's his cabin? He pointed to the back of the campground. He's in a caravan. A caravan. Charlie hadn't mentioned that to her, had she? There's a line of caravans at the back, past the toilet block and tent and campervan sites, just before you get to the creek. It's the orange and white one, number 4. Jack shouldered her backpack and walked out the door. No need to say anything else. As she walked across the expanse of grass towards the back of the campground, she noticed a group of people through the gaps between the caravans, about 20 in all, with more arriving by the minute. Maybe Dave wasn't lying when he said they were all booked up. She heard footsteps on the path behind her. Dave strode past, ignoring her. She got closer and heard muted conversation. Better go get Robbie. Dead? Long gone, I reckon. Better check. She stepped between two of the caravans and tried to peer down the bank into the creek. No, don't touch the body. You're not supposed to touch the body. She felt her heart rate pick up. Charlie. She pushed through the small crowd until she was at the front, bracing herself, taking deep breaths in preparation. Dave slid down the muddy bank and splashed into the shallow water. He caught her eye as he grabbed a flannel-clad shoulder, tipped the waterlogged body over and, amid a chorus of gasps, started dragging the dead man out of the water. You're not supposed to move him, someone shouted. Who bloody says, Dave yelled, as he dragged the body up the bank, slipping once, his jeans soaked to the knee. I'm not leaving him here for the fucking eels to come and have a go at him. Someone go and get Robbie. Dave fell down heavily next to the body and hauled the limbs around so the man was lying face up. Jack stumbled back as everyone else stepped forward to get a better look at the body of her father.